Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. I think one of the most difficult things for us to do is to let go of stuff. It could be any kind of stuff. Last week, I had one of my manic moments when I decided to clean my room no matter what. Stuff that I hadn't seen or used in the past 4 years since coming to San Francisco was going out the door no matter what. I made sure not to really look at any particular item because if I looked at it, attachments would begin to form once again, and I didn't want that to happen. We can so easily get attached to our stuff. This is the problem in the first reading from the book of Judges today, because people are attached to their way of life, and they don't really care whether that way of life is rather death-dealing and not as good as it could be. They're simply comfortable with the way things are, and they don't want to risk trying something new, maybe a better, more spiritual way of living. And so they just hang on to their stuff, to the way things are. We hang on to stuff no matter what it does to our health, even if it's bad for us, I mean really bad for us. We hang on to it like crazy. And it's also true in the gospel for today. The rich young man comes up to Jesus and asks what he must do to gain eternal life. And Jesus tells him, well, obey the commandments. Do what they say. And after listening to the commandments, the young man says, I've done all these. I keep all these commandments. Is there anything else that I need to do to better my life? And Jesus says to him, sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. The young man had a lot of stuff, and he couldn't let go of any of it, none of it, even though he was attracted to Jesus' teaching and what Jesus was doing among the people. He was very attracted to all of that, but to grab hold of that, he could not allow himself to let go of any of his stuff. We are experiencing the problems in the first reading and the gospel reading with the way we're approaching climate change. We're so unwilling to give up anything in our lives. Habits that have become death-dealing, the use of non-renewables like oil and trees and all the other stuff that just gets thrown away, plastic, styrofoam, and everything else that makes our life just a little bit easier. We're unwilling to let go of that, and so we persist in a death-dealing way of living. We don't want to give up our comforts. We don't want to give up our conveniences. We don't want to give up anything that will make our lives better. We just wish that the climate change would go away. We wish that immigrants would just go away, that the poor, the hungry, and all the people living on our streets, we wish that they would all just go away. But they won't, not unless we take action, not unless we become a little uncomfortable and start taking care of one another as we would like to take care of ourselves. Unless we begin taking significant action on behalf of all people on the planet, the only thing that's going to go away is us, and we're not going to be able to take anything with us.